A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Last Friday evening, March 16th, will forever remain etched in my mind. I had been at a meeting and arrived home about 9:30 p.m. After a long day, I anticipated a quiet evening with a good book. However, within 5 minutes, the quiet was shattered by the unmistakable noise of gunfire. 4 staccato shots in rapid succession. The sound was very close to home. The taste of fear took hold, and an automatic plea followed, "Oh my God, please let everyone be safe." Within minutes, police cars and emergency vehicles with sirens blaring swarmed and blocked off the street. Officers quickly cordoned off the block with yellow crime scene tape as emergency medics lifted someone from the sidewalk onto a stretcher and into the ambulance. Slowly, a small crowd of residents from the neighborhood gathered a short distance from the crime scene, waiting and hoping for some information to allay fears and wondering, was it over? Little was known at the time except that a young man had been shot and killed. The officers searched the area for evidence and interviewed neighbors, hoping someone had seen something. When I first began reflecting on today's gospel, I had no idea what Friday the 16th would hold. The man who was shot and left to die on the sidewalk is Jaron McCray. Jaron challenged me to face questions of my own. How does one find Christ in the midst of a deadly act of violence by one human being against another human being? Today's gospel begins, "The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus." A crowd of human beings stand ready and determined to violently take the life of another human being. Because of their religious belief, they are unable and unwilling to see or acknowledge God's presence in Jesus. Despite the countless good works manifested by Jesus through the divine within him, the law of separation between God and human not only justified but commanded the death of one who dared to speak intimately of God as his Father. Christians profess to believe that God, that Jesus is fully divine and fully human. We gather in thanksgiving and pray, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. I wonder if, having made this profession of faith for centuries, we have possibly lost the sense of its profundity. To situate divinity at the heart of humanity, as Jesus did, was rightfully scandalous to his hearers. What does this scandalous Jesus have to do with the death of Geraine McCrae, a child of God, created in the image as the likeness of God? We are called to see Christ in one another and to be Christ to one another. We are to live together as the body of Christ. I ask myself, do I see Christ in the eyes of those I meet day after day? Do I honor the divine in you? Do I believe that the divine lives within the human that is you, that is me, that is every person created from the breath of God? If my answer is yes, I must ask one more question. What then shall I do with the stone in my hand? The Trappist monk Thomas Merton wrote, "At the center of our being is a point of nothingness which is untouched by sin and by illusion, a point of pure truth, a point or spark which belongs entirely to God, which is never at our disposal, from which God disposes of our lives, which is inaccessible to the fantasies of our own mind or the brutalities of our own will. This little point of nothingness and of absolute poverty is the pure glory of God in us. It is like a pure diamond, blazing with the invisible light of heaven. It is in everybody. And if we could see it, we would see these billions of points of light coming together in the face and blaze of a sun that would make all the darkness and cruelty of life vanish completely." And so I ask again, what then shall I do with the stone in my hand?